What a terrible week. ISIS burned a Jordanian pilot alive. A New York train crash killed 6 people. And judging by this nation's pulse that I keep my finger firmly planted on, NBC's Brian Williams bungling a story is the worst thing that happened. He confessed he was not in a chopper hit by enemy fire during the Iraq War. And now people are calling for his head. You know, USA Today spoke to a psychologist who studies something called false memory. Dr. Elizabeth Loftus says your memory is highly susceptible to suggestions or insinuations from conversations you have with other people or even from watching the news. She's been studying this for 40 years and did experiments on tens of thousands of people. You may think of your memory as a recorder, but it's not that simple. Duke University's Kevin Labar, he's a neuroscientist, says that different parts of your brain store different memories. What you see goes in one area. What you hear goes in another. When you retrieve your memory, you don't recall 100% of it. And the more you tell the story, the likelier it is to change. But you may not want to believe that's what happened to Brian Williams. It's simpler to just call him a liar and say he should be fired. Throw him in journalism jail. Haven't you ever misremembered, as Brian called it? Haven't you ever been on a helicopter that came under fire and then not been on a helicopter that came under fire? Leave Brian Williams alone. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm Josh Spiegel for Maryland's News Now.